Welcome to our Odyssey. I'm Artistic Director Carla Boos. Speaking for all my colleagues at Quantum Theater, we're happy to have you with us on a journey in Schenley Park. Appropriate, isn't that, for the Odyssey, a journey? And in a bigger sense, as we all wait for the passing of COVID-19. We wait, and like Odysseus 3,000 years ago, we learn things that only reveal themselves as we wait and wish for transformation. In the selections to come, you'll hear Homer's original text in a classic translation by Robert Fagles, read by me, Quantum's Community Engagement Associate Jelena McLaren, and the actor Sam Lothard, who portrays both King Alcinous and Polyphemus in our production. After the original selections, you'll hear actors from Quantum's contemporary show reading from their scripts in our adaptation by Jay Ball. You'll hear Sam Turek's Odysseus, Erica Strasberg's Nausicaa, and Shaman McCune's Gryllus. We can't wait for you to see all these excellent actors next summer. Jay used the recent translation by Emily Wilson as a point of departure. Through her writer's sensibility, she gave the ancient words an encounter with a 21st century value system, and Jay nudged the poem even further into the immediate, fraught present. The sound of a gong marks the transition from ancient text to present interpretation. We hope you'll join us in thinking about what it means to be a hero. Has that changed? How does it burden those we designate our heroes? What do we expect from them? And what does that mean about us? There are no answers, only our thoughts and yours and this beautiful park. Let's begin. I'll start with Penelope addressing the suitors. Didn't you listen to your fathers, telling you how Odysseus treated them, your parents? Never an unfair word, never an unfair action among his people here, though that's the way of our God-appointed kings, hating one man, loving the next, with luck, not Odysseus. Never an outrage done to any man alive. Look at the thanks he gets for all past acts of kindness.
Do you think I want to relive this? You ask. No, you demanded to know.
I thought this would, I don't know, make me admire you more.
In time, you will do something you're not proud of, too. Maybe you already have.